Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first love me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How I love Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love Jesus, the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah, glory to God. How I love Jesus. Hallelujah. For all that he's already done for me and you and for the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. Amen. Glory to God. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be here the first Sunday in the new year 2015. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Somebody came in on Thursday, but they're not here today. So we got a reason to bless the name of the Lord. We got a reason to praise his holy name. We got a reason to exalt his name on high. Hallelujah to Jesus. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. That song is down in my spirit. We ought to love the Lord for what he's already done for us. Hallelujah. He done it on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He shedded his blood that all might be saved. He shedded it for the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The message will be coming from Luke today. Luke, the first chapter. Amen. Glory to God. If you have not been a part of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, we want to encourage you to become a part of what God is doing with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and all of the other ministries that are up under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Amen. We want to give honor and glory to God. And I want to give honor and glory to God for all that he's done. I give him glory and honor just being a vessel, being used to bring forth his word. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm just a servant of the Lord. It's not me, but it is the Lord. Amen. I'm just a vessel. So I have to give him honor and glory for all things. Amen. Glory to God. While you're turning to Luke, and if you're out and about, when you get home and you're on devotional time, if you will read Luke, the chapter 1, amen, in its entirety, and even read the chapter after chapter 2, amen, glory to God. And while you're doing that, amen, glory to God, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your love and kindness and your grace and your mercy. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to see another year. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Father God, we thank you for your love, your everlasting love. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. Spirit, Father, we thank you, Father God, that you are God and there is no other God like you. Father God, we praise you, we worship you, adore your name, and we lift your name on high, for there is no other God. Oh, Father God, we just praise your holy name. Oh, Father God, the sweetest name we know is the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just praise your holy name, Father, for you're worthy of all our praises, oh God. Father God, we pray for the sick, we pray for the shut-in, we pray for the bereaved families all over the world, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we glorify your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we worship you, we worship you, we glorify you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father God. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way for us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father God, we praise your holy name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we just want to say today and every day of our lives, Father God, we praise you, we give you thanks, we give you honor, we love thy holy name. Oh, glory to God. God, you're so great and you're so merciful. You're so merciful, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, you made a way out of no way, Father. Oh, Father God, we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, Father. We pray for the lost, Father. We pray for this world, Father. We pray, Father God, for peace in the land, Father. For there's so much trouble and so much pain and so much sorrow all throughout the land, oh God. Oh God, we pray for peace, peace, perfect peace in you, oh Father. We pray that the world will come back to the Creator. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the sinners will repent back to you, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You should be at Luke right now, by now. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 6. Amen. And the word of God reads, and they were both right before God, walking in all their the commandments and ordinance of the Lord blamelessly. And they had no children because that Elizabeth was barren, and both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people were praying without at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and feared and fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Amen. I'm going to start reading here at verse number 14. But if you will go back and just read the entirety of the chapter, the message will be coming from verse number 6 up to verse number 24. Amen. Glory to God. The title of the message today is God's Miracle Working Power. God's Miracle Working Power. Amen. The scripture tells us in verse number 6 that they were both righteous before God. They were walking all in the commandments and ordinance of the Lord blamelessly. In other words, Zechariah and Elizabeth were children of God. They were children of faith. And they walked in the truth, and they were obedient unto God. They had a perfect heart towards God. Hallelujah to Jesus. They were living a righteous life before God every day of their lives. It doesn't mean that they did not sin, but it simply means that in the eyes of God, they were living righteous, because all of us sin, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. But because of the prayer, hallelujah to Jesus, that's why the angel said that the Lord heard the prayer of the righteous. They were righteous, glory to God. See, the miracle working power of God manifested in their life, first of all, because they was righteous. Hallelujah to Jesus. They were living a life that was holy before the Lord. And they prayed, and God had answered or about to answer their prayer. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Now, when we look at the story, hallelujah, of Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were both old in age. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. They were both old. Elizabeth was in the age where many women do not bear children. But here was the time and the season of God to answer their prayer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because, see, God is a miracle working God with all power in his hand. Now, many times, and many of us look at power in many different ways. We look at power in man. We say that's stock power. That's money power. Glory to God. There's many type of powers. Hallelujah. Evil powers of evil works. Glory to God. But the miracle working power of God is the only power that manifests in those people's lives that believe in the Father. Glory to God. You're living right. See, the Bible tells us that because they was righteous, they were living by faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. That God brought forth and is about to give them a son. The Lord thy God, hallelujah to Jesus, is a miracle worker. And when you look at the word miracle, it's defined as an event which the forces of nature, including the nature power of man, cannot of themselves produce, that which must therefore be referred to a supernatural origin or act of power of God. In other words, it's something that the world can't do on its own. It's something that man cannot do on its own, because everything that is done is only done by what God allows it. In other words, it's a divine intervention of God in the world. You know, when the world said you can't do something, when the world said that you can't have something, hallelujah to Jesus, because that ain't the way the world operates. Well, the Bible just said because these people were righteous before God, that God began to work his miracles in their lives. Hallelujah to Jesus. A matter of fact, hallelujah to Jesus. He said, fear not. Fear not, Zechariah. For thy prayers have been answered, and thy son shall be born. Elizabeth shall bring forth a son, the miracle working power of God. Now, I don't know what you prayed for. I don't know how long you've been praying for. But if you're living a righteous life before God, and if you're living by his commandments, and you're walking in faith, and you're believing in God, glory to God, hallelujah, then God, miracle working power will begin to manifest in your life. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus, for your holy word. Hallelujah to Jesus. And as you continue, if you continue reading on, hallelujah to Jesus, it tells us that the angels told Zechariah what the child's name would be. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you just wait on your miracle, God will tell you who that man you may marry. He will tell you who that woman is. He will tell you where your money coming from. He'll tell you how your bills are going to be paid, because God is a miracle-working God, and he has all power in his hand. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says that he told them that their son shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. And the Bible even goes on to say that Zechariah even kind of doubted a little bit. Glory, hallelujah. Not that he didn't believe God, but he kind of doubted, because he, as you go further down in his scriptures, he says, and Zechariah said unto the angel, hereby shall I know this, for I'm an old man. Zechariah said, you know, my young days are old, but I'm an old man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God can do what he said he can do now. Hallelujah. And he said, and my wife is well stricken in years. And then the angel said unto him, he says, and the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, the messenger of God, that stands in the presence of God, and I'm sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these great tidings. Glory to God. God is a miracle-working God. God was sent forth his angels to us unaware. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was sent forth a prophet to speak into your life. And I just got to give this testimony, because when I give this testimony, it's a miracle. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, Prophet Yvonne Ryle spoke the word. It came off our tongue. And I'm going to tell this testimony every chance I get, because it shows that God is a miracle-working God. Now, the prophet said, Prophet Yvonne said, God will send you an angel of deliverance. I didn't understand it. Didn't know what it really meant. But I received the word from the prophet. I received that word. Didn't know how it was going to come and how it was going to be. But just as the Bible said, Gabriel, hallelujah, went to Zechariah, God sent forth the prophet, my leader, unto me. Glory to God. And I received it. And when God brought forth this miracle, he worked his miracle working power before my eyes. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the very words that the prophet spoke came to pass. You got to be around some true prophets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They know God for real. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you got to receive the word. You got to believe. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it came to pass. Hallelujah. That everything that I needed was worked out. It was a miracle. Glory to God. It was a miracle that the rain held back. It did not rain in my area. It rained all around me. That's the miracle working power of God. Only God could have done that. Glory to God. It was a miracle. It's the rain holding back. Hallelujah. For 30 days. For a month. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now the Bible tells us that Zechariah kind of doubted a little bit. Hallelujah. And that's why the angel told him, you're going to be dumb. Hallelujah. You weren't going to be able to speak. He said, because you believe it, thou not the words that I brought unto you. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible goes on to tell us that Elizabeth became pregnant. She conceived. Hallelujah. The Bible even says she hid her own self. Glory to God. And she caught a son, and his name was John. No man, no woman of the world can stop what God has for you. God, miracle working power is for those that believe in him, those that are living a righteous life before him. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when God began to work the miracles in your life, hallelujah to Jesus, you will know that it is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because all throughout the scriptures, hallelujah, we, if you're reading your word, you will see in the word of God, hallelujah, God's miracle working power. Go to Exodus. Look at all the things that God did for the children of Israel in Egypt when they were in Goshen. Go back and read. Look what he did for Daniel. Hallelujah to Jesus in the lion den. Look what he did for the Hebrew boys. Glory to God. God's miracle working power. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's a miracle. Only through God himself could manifest miracles. Glory to God. There was a miracle birth. This was not supposed to happen. You know what? In our day today, if somebody go in and they come in there and they, if you go in there and tell them what Zechariah said, I live there, I want to put them up on the 8th floor. God said it is so. So I don't know what you, I don't know what you pray for. I don't know what you're waiting on, but you need to wait. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Don't move out of his timing. It's in his time and in his season. See, it was time for Zechariah and Elizabeth to have this child. It was time for them to conceive. See, don't try to rush something and it's not in God's timing. Because we always mess up stuff when we try to do it in our own time. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, the Bible says that they prayed. Now, it was many years. It was many years before this son was conceived and the son was born. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was born and he had a purpose. So whatever God gives, he got a purpose. He wants you to know that he is God. He wants you to know that he's able. He wants you to know that he is supernatural God. He can give you that joy. He can give you that peace. He can give you that love. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because he's a miracle working God. He has miracle working power that nobody can explain. Hallelujah. Only God can do this thing. Hallelujah to Jesus, because he is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when God brings forth his miracles, it always brings life. It brings joy. It brings peace. Hallelujah. It builds your faith in the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you're waiting on the world to do it for you, you're waiting on the wrong one. Some of us are miracles. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, when we look at miracles and looking at God's miracle working power, his miracle kept us. Because some of our enemies don't want us to be here. They have done everything against us. But because of God's miracle working power, hallelujah to Jesus, he moved some stuff out of the way. He moved some people out of the way. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God, because God's power is the only power. He's God. There's no other God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. God's miracle working power brought forth the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Miracle birth. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. What's impossible in your life? No matter what it is, whatever kind of impossible situation you may be going through in your life, I come with a message. That God, miracle, working power, make it possible. Hallelujah. Because there's nothing too hard for him. He got all powers in his hand. There is no other God but him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah, that has all power in his hand. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. From God. Now the Bible says that John was born. Hallelujah to Jesus. This was a miracle. It was a miracle in itself. It was a miracle. It was a miracle so that all the people, they said the people were rejoicing with them. Hallelujah to Jesus. And Elizabeth was so happy because of what God had done for her. And she said in the scriptures, hallelujah to Jesus, that God had took away her shame, her reproach, because she was barren. That tells you that God can do anything. Created the heaven and the earth. He created us in his own image. Glory to God. God is a miracle working God. Working miracles every day. You know, sometimes we don't see the little things. They're miracles. I know we got to learn about God and how he operates. Now, I got to give another testimony because, you know, the word of God says we overcome by our testimony in the blood of the Lamb. And just the other day, Emma Waterville, Lord Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. I got to praise her right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your miracles in my life. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say, thank you, God, for the miracles that's coming forth in 2015 for believers all over this world. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah to Jesus. Getting ready for the miracles. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. But let me get back to my testimony now. Okay. I called the water bill place, and because I read the bill, and the bill said, do not pay me. I said, credit? Bill already paid, because, and I said, I called the lady, talked to the lady, and she said, I said, well, ma'am, I said, what's the balance on the bill? And she said, well, ma'am, I could see in the spirit, she was like, my mouth was dropped to herself. She said, you're old nothing. I said, you sure? She said, yeah. She said, you're old nothing. And to me, you know, that's a miracle. Somebody paid that bill, good God Almighty. I said, Lord, I thank you for the miracle. You know, God will bring forth miracles in our lives. Hallelujah to Jesus. And we'll know that if nobody else but God did it. God did it. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. You know, when you're growing in God and you're loving Jesus, hallelujah. That's why that song was just hitting my spirit, because I know I love Jesus. And I just see the miracles of God, and I just see him working in my life. And hallelujah to Jesus. But as I said earlier, the reason why the miracle working power of God was working in Zechariah and Elizabeth's life was because they was righteous. They were living a whole life. They weren't just acting righteous on Sunday. You know how some do on Sunday. We righteous on Sunday. But Monday through Saturday, we're living an unrighteous life, unholy life before God. But the Bible says they were holy. They were living righteous. And they was righteous. They were living righteous. You got to live righteous before God to receive these miracles from God. And God would answer your prayers when you're living right. You can't fool God. You don't want God. You need to stop playing with him. Stop playing with him if you don't want to leave him alone. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because, see, God sees you. That's why it says that before the eyes of God, see, God knew them. You can't fool God. God know your heart. He know everything that you're doing. You can't fool him. You can't hide nothing from him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. We're running out of time. But know that God is a miracle-working God. He is a God that works miracles every day all over the world for his people. Hallelujah to Jesus. Get ready for the miracles. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm so excited. Hallelujah to Jesus. Woo. God Almighty, God's going to do some miracles all through the land. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know this God, there's a miracle-working God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's time for you to get your life right now with God. Get to know this miracle-working God, this God that works miracles with much power. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Know that God is a miracle-working God, and all power is in his hand. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Continue to worship. Continue to praise. Continue to stay in his presence. Continue to pray. Be watchful because we are in the last days. Amen. Glory to God. If you didn't have a chance, go back and listen to Prophetess Martha. Amen. Pathetic Corner that was on at 6 o'clock today. Amen. The first half of the hour of power. Amen. Glory to God. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Don't forget to tune in to One Word for the Lord on Tuesday night with Prophet Javon. And also, don't forget Saturday show with Elder Evander Askew's Without Walls Worldwide Radio. Amen. Glory to God. Be blessed. Know that we love you. Happy New Year. And stay safe and continue to love the Lord. Amen. Glory to God.